Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You're listening to continuing coverage in the Las Vegas reporter murder trial of Robert Telles from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Okay, that I see that in the transcript.
Yes. And that was in reference to the security camera that had been recently installed at his house.
Yes, that's what we were asking about at that time.
And then you ask him about the shoes at the residence that have been recovered, correct?
Sure, yes.
You know, there's a number of questions concerning the shoes. We've had multiple photos, exhibits. Did you ever size those shoes?
No, I personally have never come into contact with those shoes. They were recovered at his house. I was never there. So that would be with the CSAs, they do look at the size on the tag and notate that.
Okay, and we've you know, there's been a great deal, and I mean, you were the lead detective in this case. There's been a great deal of issues made or arguments made, presentations made concerning those shoes. You have no recollection of what the size of those shoes are, do you?
No, I've never seen those shoes in person.
And I'm going to direct your attention to page 33 of your statement. You're talking about how his family must be suffering through the stress of all of this.
Okay.
How he should make it easy on his family, correct?
Yes.
They don't deserve to struggle with this, correct?
Yes.
You know, there comes a time where one way or another, other things have to be answered. And I'm just going to refer to your statement specifically. You made that statement, correct? You tell him you're going to have to own up to what happened.
Yes.
If not for anybody other than your family.
Yes.
You talk about his family being collateral damage, correct?
If it's in there, I believe you, yes.
You talk about how hard it's going to be on them, correct?
Yes.
You, You talk about this vehicle that's in the video being identical to his, at least in your opinion, correct?
Correct.
You make reference to a sunroof.
Okay.
I'm sorry, actually, Detective Jappe does. I mean, you were present for this interview. Page 38, there's a discussion about the security cameras being recently delivered to his home, Mr. Tellis's home.
Okay.
Do you recall what time it was that you ultimately returned Mr. Tellis to what he was doing prior to being detained?
I know the sun was still out. I have not checked the CAD. If I saw the CAD, I could tell you exactly when it was. But I know it was still daylight out. I want to say maybe 3:30 or 4:30 in the afternoon, somewhere in that time.
Okay, and he'd been in your custody since a little after 7.
Correct.
And he was stopped prior to your arrival, correct?
Yes.
I may approach the witness. I'm going to go through with you what's been marked as defense exhibits B through V.
Okay.
If you could please just run through those.
They are the images of Mr. Tellis at the area command that were taken by the CSA. Yes.
Do these photos accurately depict the photos of, and we've heard Tellis on September 7th?
I've gone with Mr. Tellis, so yeah, they do.
Move for the admission.
No objection, Your Honor.
Yeah, I may publish these.
I think it was actually one of the end of our interview where we spoke about the pronunciation. So.
All right. This is Defense Exhibit B. Just reorientate ourselves. That's Mr. Tellis, correct, on this morning or this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
And obviously, the significance of these photos is they want to document any injuries to his body.
Correct.
There have been photos marked and admitted concerning a cut on his right hand. He gave you an explanation of that during your interview, correct?
Yes.
It was his left hand that had the injury. This is his right hand, correct?
Yes, sir.
And it's not clear. Am I?
Yes, I'm doing it's really blurry.
I always am when it comes to this. Let's see. There we go.
Yep.
And he is right-handed, correct?
I'm not sure. I don't think we asked him that in the interview.
As my next point, you didn't ask him. If I told you that he's right-handed, would you have any
reason? Objection, hearsay.
Right hand, there's no injuries, correct?
There are none visible in that picture, correct.
Defense Exhibit C. This is Defense Exhibit D. This is torso, right?
Yes, sir.
You'd agree with me that there's no injuries that you see on this exhibit?
No.
Defense Exhibit E. This is his right side. Same question.
Yes, sir. There's nothing visible there.
Defense Exhibit F, this would be his back, correct?
Correct.
Neck, head, again, no visible injuries.
Correct.
Defense Exhibit G, other side?
Yes, sir.
No injuries present?
Not where that you can see there, correct?
More close up, Defense Exhibit H. Of his right side.
And that's the same. As you can see in what's depicted, there are no injuries that present there.
Where?
of the portion of his body that you're looking at. There, you're correct. There are no injuries present in that photograph.
Okay.
That is correct.
Defense Exhibit I, close-up of his shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It looks like maybe a little red dot there, but I couldn't speculate what that is.
We heard testimony from crime scene analysts that she felt that there was a bruise to his right shoulder. I would...
Mm-hmm.
You agree with me, yeah? Really?
No, I that's what I'm saying. I see redness there, but I can't...
Fair enough.
I don't know. There was 5 days between when German was murdered to the time that Rob Tejas was taken into custody, so I don't want to...
And you'd agree with me that bruises generally develop through time. They're not instantaneous. You'd expect there to be bruises if there was an injury 5 days after an injury occurred. Fair to say?
No. And I'm not a medical expert. I can't testify to that.
Okay. Defense Exhibit J. You agree with me we don't see any injuries there?
It's reddening, you can see, but I can't say that there is a specific injury there.
What clothes was he wearing and ultimately were taken off prior to this photo was being taken?
I know he had jeans on. I think it was I want to say it was a white t-shirt. I could be mistaken on that.
You don't see any scratch marks or anything of that nature, correct?
Not in that photo, no.
Defense Exhibit K, this would be the left side?
Correct.
No injuries, correct?
Correct.
Defense Exhibit L, same question, back of his neck.
Yes, there's no apparent injuries.
And this gives it a little red tint. It may be the function, but this will go back with the jury. But looking at it, you don't see any redness when you look at it, do you?
No, not it's like tanning, I guess, right there in that photograph, that specific one.
Turning your attention to Defense Exhibit M. And we have a shadow, but we don't have any injuries, do we?
None that I'm aware of, no.
Turn your attention to Defense Exhibit N. Now we're looking at his lower body. We see his abdomen. No injuries present in that photo, correct?
Not that I can see there, no.
Defense Exhibit O.
No injuries that I can see there.
Defense Exhibit B? I'm sorry, P.
And no injuries that I can see there. I think there might be, I know the left ring finger is damaged, so I can't tell if that's visible on his left side, but on the back of his legs, no.
Defense Exhibit Q?
There's nothing visible that I can see.
Defense Exhibit R, put it this way. Again?
Nothing visible that I see.
And it may seem like a funny question, but his feet weren't measured for size, to your knowledge, correct?
No.
Defense Exhibit S. Same question, no injuries?
None apparent that I see.
Defense Exhibit T.
No apparent injuries that I see.
Defense Exhibit U.
I'd really have to look at it on a computer. That maybe pinkish around the ankle, but nothing really apparent or anything, that's substantial, correct?
Fair enough. If I may approach the witness with it. Thank you.
Yeah, it doesn't look pinkish in that photo.
Yeah, so that gives these pictures a pink hue, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, when you came into contact with Mr. Tejas after having been stopped, he was wearing jeans and a t-shirt, correct?
Yes.
I'm showing you its Defense Exhibit V. He's no longer wearing the jeans or the t-shirt, is he?
Correct. We took his clothing.
You took his clothing?
Yes, we did.
We had a crime scene analyst here last week, and it's Defense Exhibit A. Yes.
Do you want the detective to open it? It doesn't matter. I'll work.
I don't care. You need to close up in the basement.
I'm concerned. I said, if I can just open it, I'll put gloves on.
Yeah, please.
Search warrant that you got at 2 a.m. on September 7th. Part of that search warrant included not only the Denali, contents of the Denali, but it was also the clothing that may have been tied to this commission of this crime, correct?
Correct.
And you took these jeans from Mr. Tellis, believing that this may have somehow been involved with the crime, correct?
We took those. They were dark pants, and we were looking at all dark pants. And without really taking them off as a person and inspecting them, I wasn't going to be certain if they were or were not going to be okay. Pants possibly worn.
Were these pants ever processed?
Not to
your
knowledge. No. I know the crime scene analysts, when they impound them, they will visually look at the item to see if there's apparent blood, things like that, and none was noted.
Okay. So his pants were taken from him and he was given that jumpsuit that...
Yes.
I can rebag it.
Better at that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And this jumpsuit was what he was sent home in, correct?
Yes, sir.
Was his white shirt taken as well?
I'd have to look at the report. I can't remember that off the top of my head.
Okay, I don't have a record of it, but I was just asking if you recall.
Yeah, I did.
There were other people interviewed in reference to the gait of Mr. Tellis, correct?
Yes, sir.
We heard from a couple of witnesses last week. Do you remember interviewing a Zach Schilling?
Yes.
You interviewed him on the 26th of September.
Sounds about right.
Have you reviewed this recorded statement in preparation for your testimony?
No, I haven't.
I just have a couple quick questions, but would you like... We'll go question by question. I'll have them in, and if you need to see it, please tell me.
Okay.
Okay. When you interviewed him, he was not alone, correct?
Correct.
Who else was present?
There was a female, I think it was a business associate or something to that effect.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I don't remember her name.
Miss Riffle?
Yes. Okay. I don't remember the first name, though, either.
If I told you that Miss Riffle testified last week, following Mr. Schilling, would you have any reason to disagree with me?
No.
Fair to say, and I won't get into the substance, but there had been some bad blood between Mr. Schilling and Mr. Tellis, based upon the sum and substance of your interview, correct?
Again, I haven't reviewed it in a long time. I don't remember anything. I don't remember anything notable, I guess, about that. I knew that they knew each other. I recall that from the interview. But I don't remember anything specific about, I don't know if you said bad. I don't want to, yeah.
I'm going to approach, with the court's permission, to perhaps refresh the sum and substance of this conversation. Please take your time. I'm just referring to Sergeant.
Can you just tell me the page again, please?
Absolutely. Specifically, page 8 that I want to read is. sections of it. And this is a fairly lengthy interview. It was 99 pages long.
Okay.
Please review that.
Was it page 8? Is that what you said?
That was something that I want to address, but I just want you to flip through that to remember, to refresh your recollection.
That's a long interview. I'm sorry. Okay.
We'll put it this way. Fair to say that Mr. Schilling didn't like Mr. Tellis very much.
I just remember that they knew each other from business. I don't remember the context of it.
Context of the public administrator's office.
No, yes.
Getting paid.
Yes, but I mean his personal feelings, I don't remember much of those.
Why don't you look at page 8?
Okay. Okay.
And just so we're clear, this interview occurred in front of Ms. Riffle, correct?
Yes, she was present.
And during this interview, Mr. Schilling referred to Mr. Tellis as an asshole, right?
Yes, he did.
I may approach the witness. He claimed to recognize Mr. Tellis's gait in the videos that had been released on Monday, September 5th, correct?
I vaguely remember that, yes.
To your officer's report, you lay out what issues, what items were found through the course of the search of Mr. Tellis's house, correct?
You're talking about the location and who recovered it and stuff?
Yes.
Yes, that's documented.
And in reference to these shoes, according to your report, it was Detective Gilbert that
Yes, he found. he was present. And remember, I was not.
You were not.
Okay. Yes. This is from the scribe that had provided the information to me. That's how it gets into my report.
Understood. But obviously, you want to be as correct and as
oh, absolutely
thorough as possible.
Absolutely. Yes.
John Martinez was just silly discounted. He didn't even have any information to get concerning. Do you remember him? He was a construction worker.
Yeah. And Detective Milligan.
Couldn't remember
Went
anything.
To go found him. Okay.
And in reference to the installation or the reason for the installation of these cameras, it was consistent. Concerning other people that you'd interviewed, the reason for the installation of the cameras.
Objection. Going to call for hearsay sustained.
You had testified that Detective Chappie had helped you in this case, correct? I think that was your testimony when we began this cross. Do you recall that?
If that's the word that was used, okay. I know Detective Jappy. Yes, he assisted. Correct.
And following the results concerning the DNA, Detective Jappy reached out to Mr. Tellis to say that you're going to be arrested or detained. Correct. And that was after he'd been dropped off at home in his jumpsuit.
I was not present for that.
You were shown a number of articles, and we watched some videos together before the break, concerning the events of the public administrator's office. Remember that line of questioning?
Yes.
Remember that video that we watched with Mr. Jappy and some, I'm sorry, Mr. Tellis in a garage, There's a video getting out of the vehicle, correct?
Yes, sir.
Based upon your understanding, we had somebody sleuthing. I mean, we had somebody following Mr. Tellis, correct?
Objection.
Based upon her...
calls for speculation. Based on her knowledge?
Based on your knowledge. I mean,
I had nothing to do with any of that part of Mr. Tellis at the PA's office or the writings that Jeff Gurman did about him.
Fair enough. But in that video that we watched together, we saw them get, you know, we saw Mr. Tellis getting out of a vehicle and it looked like it was in some parking lot, correct?
That is correct. That's what I saw.
It wasn't in an office. You, I mean, you were part of the search of the public administrator's office on September 8th?
Yes.
Yes. That did not appear to be related or in that parking lot or at the public administrator's office.
That's correct. It does not appear.
So when I ask you, it appears that somebody's sleuthing. Obviously, someone is involved concerning Mr. Tellis, and it's outside of the public administrator's office, fair to say, where that video was captured. Maybe that's a bad question. Obviously, we have something going on. There's a capture that we all watched before the break, and it's Mr. Tellis getting out of his vehicle, correct?
Yes.
And based upon that article, somebody obtained that video of Mr. Tellis, correct? I'm not saying it's Metro, but based upon our view of that, somebody captured that. Somebody was sleuthing.
Somebody did, yes.
And that was in reference to events going on in the public administrator's
office. Somebody captured the video, correct, pertaining to the public administrator's office.
So somebody must be conducting surveillance. Somebody must be following Mr. Tellis.
I have no knowledge of that.
In reference to what you had characterized as surveillance, the spot off of the Popeyes, that parking lot?
Yes.
A mile and a half away from Mr. Tellis, or from Mr. Gehrman's home, correct?
Correct.
Mile and a half. We have multiple photos. You opined that there, or you gave an opinion that this was surveillance or something, correct?
That's what it appeared to be. From the time frame that those images were taken, I think it was about a 2+ hour block of time, and with the amount of them, that's what it appears to be.
Okay, we don't even know if that has anything to do with anything, do we? It's just something that was found on the phone or perhaps was part of a cloud, correct? In reference to
that was found on the phone, yes.
Yes. You don't know of any, I mean, you gave the opinion that this was surveillance, but we don't know, do we?
That's my opinion.
So you do have an opinion concerning surveillance, at least sometimes?
When I conduct the surveillance, yes.
Okay. But in this case, we had several photographs taken of vehicles, correct?
You're talking about from the Popeyes?
Yes.
I think it was hundreds. Yes.
150, something like that.
Yeah, there was a lot.
None of those cars were of significance in this case, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. I have no further questions. Oh, actually, I'd move to admit Defense Exhibit W.
Is there any objection?
Yes.
No objection, Your Honor.
That is move to admit, I believe, by stipulation, Defense Exhibit A, B, Q, B.
Thank you. Yes, please. So, Detective Gaddis, those audio recordings associated with Mr. Gehrman's phone, I'd like to talk about those first.
Yes, ma'am.
With both of those, was there an attempt made to see if there was a phone number that you could associate with the voicemail?
Yeah, I tried to identify who the caller was, but there was no phone number connecting at the same time that would lead me down that path.
So there was no data you could go further on to determine like whose phone number it might have been?
That's correct.
And it sometimes happens like that. There's just a data file and there's no further information to follow up on?
Yes.
When Detective Jaffe brings Mr. Tellis to your attention on 9-4, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then he's with you on 9-7, on the date of the buckle swab and search warrant.
That's correct.
After 9-7, is Detective Jaffe involved in the homicide investigation?
No.
And is the rest of the investigation from 9-7 on done by yourself and other members of homicide?
That's correct.
after 9/7, is homicide conferring with Detective Jaffe, like, hey, this is the next warrant we're going to do.
No.
This is the next thing we're going to do.
Not
is
at
this
all.
Okay with you?
No, not at all.
I mean, that wouldn't happen because Detective Jaffe is in a whole different section?
Correct.
And you're the one responsible for this investigation?
Yes.
Okay. I want to talk about that, the body cam from the traffic stop.
Yep.
Can you explain to the members of the jury, please, what an event number is?
So every time an officer goes to stop somebody, like on a traffic stop, they call it out on the radio, and that generates an event number in our CAD system.
Okay.
So there's multiple, or there's different event numbers for different things, but typically if a patrol officer was going to stop a car, that's the first step he's going to take, is to call it on the radio.
Now, the event number for the murder drew an event number from 9-3, correct?
Yes, okay. It did.
In order for reports and photographs and all interviews and any audio associated with the murder, is it tagged with that murder event number?
Typically, yes.
Okay. So when Mr. Tellis was stopped on 9-7, was that under the same event number as the murder?
No. So the event numbers, especially if it is a murder event number, basically that event number is only open for as long as there's officers that are physically assigned to an area. Once everybody clears or logs off for the day, that event number closes. We still reference that for all the crime scene reports, for all the video collection. That's the main event number that everything goes under, but it's closed. So now on a subsequent day, if we're going to go stop a car or do a search warrant, a different event number gets populated.
Now, can patrol or traffic officers tag or mark certain body cam to not be deleted in the normal course of storage if it's associated with a murder or if it needs to be retained?
Yes. So basically, there's many different levels of retention. If it is something as basic as a person stop that you just talk to somebody and then let them walk away, I think it only retains for 90 days maybe. I think a traffic ticket might retain for a year, or each thing you do has a different retention level. Or I think it's a traffic stop is just a year, and then a ticket might be a couple years or something like that. And that is automated in the system. So when you create that event, a vehicle stop is called the 467. So when you create the 467, your body cam that's linked to CAD knows that that's a vehicle stop. So unless you change it, it doesn't. It stays as a vehicle stop with retention of 1 year, less than 1 year. Yes.
Okay. And so, I mean, you were aware before you came in and testified today that this portion of body cam from the traffic stop was missing in this case?
Yes.
And from your investigation and attempts to locate the body cam, is it a matter of a patrol officer not marking it for retention?
Or what do you mean?
Designating that his body cam or...
Yeah, it should have been tagged indefinitely. Anything that has to do with the murder, we tag indefinitely. That's one of the last options that there are. It should have been retagged.
Now, do you, as a detective, have the ability to delete body cam on Metro system?
No, not at all.
And do you get to control the retention policy?
No. It's an automated thing that the vendor has worked out with our police department of how long it's going to retain for.
Okay. And after it was discovered that this body cam from the patrol stop on the 7th had been deleted, are you aware of attempts within the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department to recover it anyway?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I personally spoke to a sergeant in the body cam section. More phone calls kept being made until I want to say like our undersheriff was involved, and he was calling one of the top people in the company that our vendor that stores our body cameras, trying to see if they can pull that back, if they can recover it.
So it went all the way up to kind of right under Sheriff McMahill to attempt to recover this one portion of body cam in this entire case from September the 7th?
Yes.
Okay.
may approach the witness, Your Honor.
Detective Gaddis, I'm showing you what's been marked as stage proposed 371. Do you recognize what that document is?
Yes, it's the audit trail for the body camera.
Okay. And is it a record cap that tells you basically how when body cam was downloaded and when it was deleted by the system, and then an audit trail being sort of looking at when the body cam was downloaded or deleted?
Yes.
Statements to admit 371.
No objection.
I'd like to publish. This will be page 2. And sort of right in the middle of the page here, it says 9723 system queued for deletion.
Correct.
And above that, it has different entries where it has officers' names and badge numbers, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So on 9-7, the system, meaning the computer or the storage mechanism, mm-hmm. queued this item for deletion. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And then after that, there's a bunch of people logging on to try to figure out the audit trail on it. Is that fair?
Yes, ma'am.
Fair to say you had nothing to do with this portion of deleted body cam?
No.
And then also, I think we talked about this on direct examination, regardless of what that portion of body cam was, where Mr. Tellis dealt with the patrol officer, that patrol officer and all of the patrol officers involved in the traffic stop are known, they're in reports.
Yes, they're on CAD.
And you recorded your conversations with Mr. Tellis from the time you got there until basically he's dropped off back at his house.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I'll pass the witness.
Yes, thank you. If I could turn your attention to, and it's in States, Exhibit 371.
Let me push this.
Yes.
We're looking May 2023 here?
Yes.
Evidence record access? You see that?
Yes, I see that.
So obviously we have someone accessing this information, fair to say.
That's what the log says. I don't know this P.O. Osborne.
Okay.
So I couldn't say what that entry specifically is about.
But we have it being evidence record accessed prior to its being destroyed, correct?
Several months prior, yes.
But nonetheless, it was erased, destroyed, whatever verb you want to use. It's gone, correct?
I like overwritten.
Overwritten.
That's kind of how, when we try to pull video cameras from houses.
All right, but obviously this isn't some civilian's house. This is the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, correct?
Yes, sir.
This involves a stop of a murder suspect in preparation for the execution of a warrant, correct?
That's correct.
There's multiple requests made by the defendant, a court order issued on July 18th, 2023, but nonetheless, it goes away, correct? Whether we want to say destroyed or overwritten, it goes away.
The video is not available at this time, correct?
Yes. And finally, you were asked by the state concerning Detective Jappe's involvement. You said after September 7th, he was not involved?
Not to my recollection. He didn't write any search warrants. He didn't do any further surveillances.
I told you today that we heard from a crime scene analyst, Baxter, and she testified on September 8th, Detective Jappe was present and that he was taking photographs and taking his own evidence.
So two parts. Yes, he was present at the PA's office. I forgot about that. I don't recall him taking his own evidence, so that would be, I can't testify to that. But okay. Yes, he was at the PA's office on September 8th.
And obviously it's a crime scene analyst's job to collect evidence, correct?
Yes.
It's their job, so they'd be sensitive to that subject matter, fair to say?
Yes.
And if we had a crime scene analyst state that he was there taking photographs and taking evidence on his own, do you have any reason to disagree with her?
I can't talk about that. I didn't see Jappy taking evidence on his own.
Thank you.
So I can't, like, I'm not going to disagree with the CSA, of course, but I can't say that I saw that myself.
Okay, so there's things that can occur that you don't see or that you don't know of,
yes,
right?
That is unbeknownst to me.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
You're welcome.
Just briefly, are you aware of whether or not Detective Jappy was conducting his own investigation, actually two separate investigations around the same time period?
Yes.
And did the investigations involve the public administrator's office, and one of them, Mr. Tellis, was a target?
Yes, ma'am.
So he could have been at the public administrator's office doing his own investigation, is that fair?
Yes.
And he wasn't really working with you guys, I assume, on the 8th when you're at the PA's office. He was doing his own work?
I recall him being there at the PA's office, but no, when I was gathering evidence, like computers and such, I don't remember him being, like, right there. Or
yeah. And he could have been doing investigation concerning
his investigation, yes.
His two separate investigations that involved Mr. Tellis.
Correct.
Thank you.
Just briefly, so fair to say you didn't know what Mr. Basically what Detective Jappy was doing, because you weren't with him all the time, correct? Regardless of crime scenes, things like that, he could be doing his own thing, fair to say?
Yes.
No further questions.
Nothing else, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony here today. You may step down and you're excused from your subpoena. Thank you for being here. Does the state have any further witnesses?
No, Your Honor. We do have one exhibit that I believe we're going to have a stipulation to. The defense just wants to review it, but subject to just checking the evidence, this is our final witness and we'd rest.
Okay.
Yeah,
Detective?
Okay, so can I just have the attorneys approach for a moment?
Yes.
At this time, and the state and the defense are going to stipulate to exhibit 368 to 370?
That's correct, Your Honor.
That is correct. It's okay. My understanding the state is
correct. That's correct, subject to that one last exhibit.
Okay. So at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to conclude for the day. We're going to start tomorrow morning at 10:30. During this recess, you're admonished not to discuss or communicate with anyone, including your fellow jurors, in any way regarding the case or its merits, either by voice, call, email, text, internet, or other means of communication or social media, read, watch, or listen to any news or media accounts or commentary about the case, do any research, consult dictionaries, internet, or reference materials, do any investigation, test a theory, recreate any aspect of the case or in any other way investigate or learn about the case on your own or former express any opinion regarding the case till it's finally submitted to you. Thank you very much and we'll see you tomorrow morning. 10:30.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much.
More continuing coverage in the Las Vegas Reporter murder trial of Robert Tellez is on the way. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today, press subscribe now.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.